Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey, Joe. Huh? This is Joe here.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
This is Joe here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Joe, I'm sorry.
That's okay. How are you? Oh, that's all right. That's all right. How are you?
Yeah. I'm hanging in there. I'm hungry, but my stomach is, I don't know what's going on. I'm scared to put something in.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm okay.
All right.
I haven't had a chance to. Yeah, I'm gonna be fine. I haven't had a chance to look at anything on the computer today. But I will.
Well, Eddie did send you an email. Did you get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I got it on my phone. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But what we will be doing, we will be just creating the whole website for you without the products, so you know what products will be beneficial for you, right? So you can just go ahead
right.
and add the product by yourself over the website.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's good. That's what I need. Yep. Hello? Hello.
All right. Yeah, I'm here. Just give me a quick minute, all right? Stay with the phone.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Just give me a minute, all right?
Okay.
All right, just stay with the phone. Let me just go ahead and clarify some of the things with the team, and then we can just go ahead and, get your website.
Okay.
All right.
Right. Okay. Oh, hold on. What did I do with the phone? Oh,
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Oh, hi, Joe. Hello? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Alright, okay, well, I was asking, like, did you change any of your passwords for your Shopify account?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Well, I was asking, like, did you change your Shopify access, like, passwords or anything like that?
Okay.
Did you change it?
Oh, I haven't changed anything.
You have not changed the passwords for any of your Shopify access? Because my team is unable to, you know, make any kind of change.
You weren't able to get into the Shopify app?
Yes. They're not able to get in.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I don't think I got on it yesterday at all. I may have had to change one on Sunday, but let me see. The password I have is
Is that the previous one? Is that the previous one that you gave to Eddie?
Let me log on to my computer.
Sure. Take your time.
Okay, so we're talking about Shopify. I guess it's my computer. I was able to get right in, but hold on, I'm going to log out.
Yeah, take your time. I'm just having a discussion.
Okay. And then I'm gonna log back in. Just one. Damn, they didn't ask me for a password.
Hey, Jill, this is Eddie. How are you? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you? Good? Hello?
Yes.
All right, so your login ID, I think so your password has changed. You changed the password? That's why I didn't make the inner pages.
I don't remember, honestly, Joe. But I'm going to Shopify. I don't remember changing anything. And it's not asking me for a password. I've logged out.
Yeah, you logged out because we log in. So you logged out, and now they are saying me that your password changed. So are you changing the password, or I can do it by my developer? again log in. So I made the interfaces for you.
What did I do? I did something. Okay, so it said that I changed the password?
Yeah, you changed the password. I ask you.
I really don't remember, but I'm trying to log in, but it won't
Yes, because I think so. Your password is S capital start link hashtag Lily 3031, right?
Yeah.
So the Lily, the L is capital or a small cap? Small.
I'm sorry. So the capital S.
Yes.
All the rest are small letters, and then the hashtag, and
yes.
then capital S, and then the
yes.
rest lowercase. And then 3031.
Okay, so I can put that, but it's not been open. So just hold on a second. I just open again from my developer. Is that open or not? Then I will tell you. Okay.
Okay.
Or just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You can open by yourself.
I'm trying to.
Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to, because I don't remember changing the password, but it's possible that I did and I forgot to write it down. What is that? What is that? Hold on. Here we go. Right, this is the right one. Oh my goodness, it's saying unable to access Buvia. It looks like you don't have access to this store. Contact the store administrator.
Yeah.
Access.
So is it expire?
It didn't have. I don't know what the hell is going on. Okay.
Maybe it's expired. Like you didn't pay and they are off.
No, I paid.
You pay to him? Like Shopify?
Yeah, but I'm on like a 3 month trial for $1.
So when you purchased it?
Okay, hold on.
That's the reason that we are forcing you to go on a WordPress. So the WordPress is basically like doing these type of things, like the changing of passwords. Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
It's are you listening?
Not even letting me log in. Yeah.
So basically, WordPress is being upgradable at the time being, and they don't give you any option to like any password and all these things. And it's like a one-time fee. You can pay it, and you just draw your design, and you pick the product from the dropshipping, like CJ Dropshipping, and AliExpress, and these type of dropshipping you can add on your website. And simply, you can put on your website all jewelry things, Cuban chains, whatever you like. You can add those things on your website. So I think so from the Shopify. Shopify is also a good platform, but I'm not recommend to my clients who is serious with his business or her business. So the WordPress is good for those who are doing basically drop shipping.
I mean, right, I hear you. Okay, I'm in. So let me see what this password is. It's the same. I don't know what happened, but Yeah. So try to get in there now with the same credentials. Are you guys using the email JDMcClendon20 at Gmail?
Just one second. I gonna check it. All right. So your email is JDMcClendon20@gmail.com.
Right.
And
JDMcClendon20.
Yeah. All right. So I just opened from my side as well as. Just hold on a second. I just coming back. You gonna talk with Joe? Okay.
Okay. Did you were you able to get in?
I just going through there my development team and then I'll let you know.
Okay. All right.
All right. Just one second.
Okay.
Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
All right, okay. Well, all right, okay. Bivia. All right, so do you know the items that you want to sell on Bivia? Like, what kind of item will there be? Like, how many items will there be on the website?
No, I have to go to Shine On for that. Yeah, let me see.
So how many of them would you want on the website? So if we can help you out, we can.
Yeah, I'm gonna want all of them on there. And then I might, you know, then if they, you know, come out with some new products, you know, I'll add those. So, not really sure.
Okay.
Let me see something. Sign on. Product. Okay, let me just see. It looks like.
How many products, Till?
I'm counting. Hold on. Oh, yeah, 12. Okay. About 48 items. Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, I count about 48 items.
48 items. And did you connect to your payment merchant already?
Have I done what?
Well, did you connect all of your payment merchants on the website?
But there's another place. So you go on Shine On and then you...
No, I'm asking, like, how many payment merchants are you using on the website?
All of them are going to be on there.
Like, which one? Can you let me know?
One is called an interlocking heart necklace.
What?
Interlocking heart necklace.
Just give me a quick minute, Jill. Let me bring in the expert here as well. All right, so they can guide you further as well over here, okay?
Okay.
All right.